Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. Joining us now, Curtis Loftus, our state treasurer. Hey, Curtis, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Tara. How about yourself?
Doing great. Coming through loud and clear. Yes, and you're here to tell us about something great you could do for your kids, your grandkids, kids you love. Tell us about it.
Yes, I am. First, I want to thank you, Tara, and WORD for having us on today. Most folks probably don't realize this isn't a paid advertisement. This is a community service, and it means a lot to me when you and the station give your time to help the folks in your district. I just think I need to point that out. So thank you very much. I would like to talk about the College 529 Savings Plan. Future Scholars, what we call it in South Carolina, and of course, it's a smart and easy way to save for college. If I remember right, you have a kid in the program, don't you?
I do. In fact, if my children knew the totals in their college accounts, they might kill me. They might kill me for the money. So we're not going to tell them.
It's like a Hallmark TV plot, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But then it's Hallmark, so everything turns out great in the end.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody knows the story of high college debt, and I think it's about $35,000 a person now on average. And if you go to med school, law school, whatever, it gets even higher. So you have to start saving and save as soon as you can. And we can be thankful. The General Assembly has given us a great program. The State Treasurer's Office manages it. It's called the Future Scholar Program. And what makes it so great is you're able to beat the tax man on three different times. When you put you open an account and when money's contributed to the account, that contribution is a tax deduction on your state taxes. Then the money is invested and it grows tax-free. And then you take the money out for college, and it's tax-free again. So in three different cases, you're able to beat the tax man, and that means a lot of extra money in your pocket.
Which is awesome, because we want to beat the tax man for sure, Curtis Loftus. Tell folks how they can go and open an account.
FutureScholar.com, FutureScholar.com. That's an easy-to-manage website. When you get there, it takes less than 30, 40 minutes to open the site. You don't have to put any money in it today, and there are no fees to open an account. But every study shows that if you open the account, you will start saving money. And, of course, the sooner you open it, the better. Now, if your kid's 10 years old, that's fine still. You know, open an account, and we'll invest the money for you, and you'll have more than you started with when it comes time for he or she to go to college. But especially if a child is young, you really get to take advantage of the time value of money. So we encourage people to start just as soon as you can.
And this is great to do, too, for when you don't know what to get the child for their birthday. You don't know what's in. You're not really sure. You don't want to waste the money. Go ahead and put it in their college account. They may not love you for it this second, but they sure will later when they see the total in it.
Well, most kids have enough blue sweaters, you know?
Yeah.
And so what I always say is give a check. I have a ton of nieces and nephews. And, I don't get them something every time there's an event in their life. But if they have a 529 account, they're going to get a check because the person writing the check gets the contribution and the deduction. So if I write the check for your child, I get the deduction. So it's a great thing. What's even more flexible about the college savings program is that you can write a check today or even up until April 15th of 2020 and count it against your taxes for 2019.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's backwards. So, like in this case, I didn't do a lot. I wasn't too precise on my taxes. So I've got a little extra money I can give away. It'll help me out. So I can go back and I can put some money in some of my nieces and nephews' accounts, and it'll count against my taxes for last year. That's a great thing. Every grandma and grandpa out there is looking at their taxes and thinking, what can I do to lower my taxes? And why not put some of that money into your college savings plan?
Absolutely, because I got to tell you, and don't take this personally, Curtis, Loftus, you are our state treasurer. I'd much rather send it to the account than to Columbia, you know what I mean?
Me too. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Every day I go to work, fortunately, I don't collect taxes, but there's nobody that despises paying taxes more than I do. Nobody.
Oh, I don't know. I could give you a run for your money. I could.
You know what? The college savings plan, it really, you know, we're you and I are both conservatives. We give government a hard time. But this 529 plan, it really is the bomb. It's so flexible. If all of government were like this, we'd have to look at how we view government, because it's flexible. It's easy to use. It's forgiving. And it's for the best of all purposes. It gives your child options. You can use the college savings program money at any four-year or two-year accredited college in South Carolina and across the country. There's even 600 schools around the world. And, of course, you can use it at trade schools and tech schools, at certain specialty schools, like if your kid wants to be a chef or something like that. So it just opens up the world. They don't have to go to a four-year college, but they can if they want to, you know. I was talking to a fellow yesterday. They're having a hard time finding welders for the power plants in Georgia, which they start off at $110 an hour.
Nice.
Yeah. 60,000 technical jobs in South Carolina are unfilled today.
Nice.
So if you had a few bucks and an account, you could go to a trade school, and in less than 2 years, you could start those kind of jobs. So it's a great opportunity for folks.
Absolutely. And again, it's super flexible. One of the things I like about it is you don't have to be an investment genius either. They actually have an investment adjustment where you can adjust it. And they even suggest by the child's age how much risk. You want to have less risk closer to college. But, you know, right now with the market on fire, child's young, you might want to go with a more risk. So you can make
that's
more.
Right. Some people want to invest their own accounts, and they can. We have that option. But we have most everybody else is in GlidePass. You know, we've done the math. We have it's a $4.2 billion fund. So we have a lot of world-class professionals working on it. The fees are low. And also, we've looked at the ages of people that go in there. If your child is, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 years old, they've got a longer horizon than the guy who's 10 or 12. So we've taken that into effect. And like I said, it's a $4.2 billion fund with 140,000 people who have chosen this plan to save for college. So that shows, the confidence in the plan.
Excellent. So, and again, I'm talking to our state treasurer, Curtis Loftus. Tell us again where you can go to find this and start saving for college.
FutureScholar.com, FutureScholar.com. The Scholars does not have a last S on it. And if you have any problems once you get there, there's an 800 number. You'll call folks. They're in the United States. They know the plan very well. They'll help you right through it. You're going to hang up the phone and say, this was a whole lot easier than I thought, and I wish I had done it years ago.
Amen to that, Curtis Loftus. One of my favorite vehicles to use to save for college. So I want to thank you for joining us this morning on 106.3 WORD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, Super Bowl coming up. We got one tomorrow. That's the impeachment Super Bowl. And then the actual Super Bowl. Survey says more people go to the Super Bowl to Super Bowl parties for the what? What do you think? The game? The people. Nah, it's the food. Our top three reasons for going to a Super Bowl party are one, the game, or three, number three, the game. Number two, social reasons. And number one, the food. Interesting, number five is the commercials. I love the commercials. And number four, to see their family. So there you go. Yeah, people cook up their best for the Super Bowl party. So, you know, maybe you didn't care about football all season long, but you're like, wings, dip. Yeah, I swear going to a Super Bowl party and watching the game on a big TV is better than being at the actual game. I know I'm going to get a lot of disagreement. The tickets cost too much. And, you know, we used to, when I worked for WBT in Charlotte, we used to go to the games a lot. And all I found was myself watching on the big, like, jumbo TV instead of the field, because it was so much better. So you could see angles you couldn't see. So I was like, what the heck? What's up with this? It's too cold. I'm just going to stay home. Makes more sense that way. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. Okay, I promise to do this in every hour. I failed in the 8 o'clock. I only briefly touched on it. This is the important thing you need to take away today. While you're watching, this is going to be the most ridiculous day of the shampeachment. This is, as I said earlier in the show, the ShamWow day. And this isn't even just shampeachment. We are in full-on ShamWow territory. Like, Vince with the ShamWow would be like, yeah, that is totally ShamWow-tastic. Because the Democrats are going to try to prove that Trump obstructed justice, obstructed Congress, which, by the way, if he didn't, I mean, if he did, if you could prove that, and you can't because it's not a thing. It's not written down anywhere. It's not a law. So you can't prove it or disprove it. But I mean, like, if you could prove it somehow, would not be an impeachable offense. Like, not even close to an impeachable offense. Like, ridiculously not close. Here's why. This is Laura Ingraham and Jim Jordan.
This whole obstruction of Congress.
Oh, my God.
One of my colleagues says obstruction of Congress is what the founders called separation of powers.
Yeah, it's called checks and balances.
Exactly.
Hello.
Right. Exactly.
By the way, Hakeem Jeffries raised another issue that had been rejected.
Okay, yeah, so she's talking about that. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Okay, so what are they shampeaching him over? Okay, well, Chuck Schumer is out there, man. He's serious, very worried about this whole thing. Chuck Schumer's a Democrat senator. And, you know, my God, we can't get justice unless we get the documents to the people we want to testify. And we have been denied them. This is their whole argument. They wouldn't let us talk to Bolton. They wouldn't let us talk to Bolton's assistant. They wouldn't let us talk to the Trump advisors. So we have been denied the justice.
We are standing by the four witnesses we need and the four sets of documents we need.
By God, Chuck, why don't you have those? By design. On purpose. Oh, they rigged the whole impeachment so they wouldn't have them. So they could then turn around and say, oh, obstruction of Congress. How badly did they want John Bolton? Man, they tried so hard. Well, they subpoenaed him, right? No. Wait a minute. They didn't subpoena. No. They never issued a subpoena. Didn't issue a subpoena. Weren't interested. They did issue a subpoena for his assistant. This part's hysterical. But then when the judge is like, well, dude, yeah, okay, you're doing a shampeachment there. Guess you want this ruling pretty fast. I'm happy to fast track it for you. They're like, no, God, don't do that. They pulled their subpoena. Right after the judge is like, I'll fast track it. It's pretty obvious. They don't want to talk to Bolton or the assistant. Why? Because if they did, they'd have to remove one of their articles of shampeachment. Obstruction of Congress. Folks, this literally is what this is over. This is how stupid this is. And it truly is historic. I mean, this is why poor Jonathan Turley froths at the mouth and is hysterical. And he's a liberal Hillary supporter, in addition to being a constitutional professor, law professor. Why? Because nobody's ever done this before. I mean, not only has nobody, they have never impeached a president without criminal charges. That's never been done, but they're taking it a step further. Let me explain. Like, for instance, let's say when Congress wants documents related to Fast and Furious, which contain many crimes. I mean, it was gun running to the cartels, right? So they want some documents for that. They want Eric Holder to come talk to them, right? You know, witness. Eric Holder, attorney general at the time. So what do they do? They issue a subpoena, you know, like the Democrats didn't do for Bolton. Mm-hmm. So the judge says, yep, got to go, got to provide the information. Obama administration says, oh, hell no, we will not go. So does Eric Holder. Well, we impeached him, right? No. No, we did what's been done since the founding. Congress did what's been done since the founding. They held him in contempt of Congress. So, I mean, in that case, the Obama administration actively defied an actual subpoena and a court order from a judge. Did he get impeached? Oh, hell no. The Democrats were on his side. So they didn't even lift a finger to get Bolton. What about the documents, though? What about those? Well, the Democrats deliberately rigged the process so that they would not have subpoena power. All of this was to construct an obstruction of Congress charge, which isn't even a real charge. There's no law against it. It's not criminal. Remember what they did? Pat Cipollone explained it really, really well. you have to initiate an impeachment. And in that vote, what it does is give subpoena power to the committees to issue the subpoenas for the shampeachment. For the impeachment. This is a shampeachment since they never authorized it. Folks, this is not even a real impeachment. That's the funny thing. We're all pretending it is. It's not. They never authorized the committee to issue the subpoenas. Then they issued letters, demand letters. Please send the documents down, pretty please. Then they said Trump is obstructing. No, they rigged the process. So they wouldn't have subpoena power, so they couldn't get the documents. They don't want the documents. They don't want Bolton. Because then they wouldn't have an obstruction charge, and then what the heck would they do? Abuse of power? What the hell's that? I don't know. Nobody does. It's not written down anywhere. It's not a law. Hence, he didn't break it. That's how stupid this whole thing is. You know what's going to be really stupid? You know what's going to be my last nerve? There's no criminal charge here, right? So you're going to have all the legal experts. You know what they're going to do this week? It's going to be on Fox, and it's going to be on CNN, CBS, all that. They're all going to come on. They're going to say, well, did the Trump defense attorneys prove their case? Well, Roger, if it's CNN, no, they didn't. They failed. And then the facts attorneys are going to say, well, Roger, yeah, no, that's a brilliant defense. And they'll all be lying. No, they'll all be lying. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. Excuse my language, but I'm exercised. They won't know what they're talking about. And you know why? You can't tell if anybody proved or disproved their case. Because we don't have a crime. So if you have a crime, okay, if it's OJ, right? We know what the statute OJ was prosecuted under. We know what the crime was. So you can look at the defense attorneys and go, yeah, you know, they did a great job of proving he didn't do it. Because you can look at the statute. Did they prove their case or not? There's no statute. Folks, they might as well get him for corruption of abuse of foreign power. That sound good? Hey, let's all make up one. Why not? The Democrats did. No, no, no. Text it to me. Make one up. I like this one. I like this one. Illegal? No. Let's do this. Compromising national security. Why don't they throw that in? Impeachment article sounds good. Sounds like it could be a law. Abuse of power. What the hell is that? I don't know. It's not a law. Well, then, how can you prove he did it? See, that's the thing. You can't. How can you prove he didn't do it? Well, see, that's the thing. You can't. It's just whatever the Democrats say it is. And by the way, that changes from day to day. That's why it's so significant. He's the only president that will ever be impeached or they will attempt to impeach without a crime. So I just go laugh at all these legal analysts. They have no idea what they're talking about. Whether they say that the Trump lawyers proved their case or didn't, you can't say that. According to what standard? What statute? What the heck is abuse of power? So anyway, send me yours. No. Make up your own article of impeachment. Let's make it up. It's whatever you say it is if you're a Democrat. Oh, my God, this is funny.
Okay.
Do you see this?
No.
Okay. Remember New York decided to end cash bail for everybody?
Yeah.
So if you're on your, fourth, fifth, sixth burglary or whatever, they just give you a ticket and they let you go. And then if you don't show up for the date on the ticket, you get another ticket.
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
Not so good.
I think so.
This was praised as a hallmark criminal justice reform. It was going to be awesome. Everyone was going to love it.
Yeah.
So it went into effect, and that lasted 2 weeks. It's like all great liberal ideas before the ship begins to sink. NBC News reporting, fair or dangerous, days after ending cash bail, New York has second thoughts. You think? See, the problem is when you don't haul the guy before the judge, if he's on his fifth, sixth, seventh, or eighth burglary or whatever, at that point, the judge will usually revoke bond. You don't need to be back out on bond, busying yourself in somebody else's living room.
Yeah.
And what really called attention to this was the woman who assaulted and spat upon the Hasidic Jewish guy.
Yeah.
And everybody thought, okay, all right, that's a hate crime. So they're going to totally, nope, there she goes. They didn't even bring her in. And they're like, wait, what? Oh, no, that's the law. Awesome. So, that's what we're dealing with here. So anyway. After less than a week, NBC reports, under the new system, elected officials are already having second thoughts, rattled by stories of suspects being set free and committing new crimes almost immediately, including that of a woman accused of an anti-Semitic attack in New York City. Who could have seen this coming?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Who could have seen this? Me and you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. The backlash led by conservative lawmakers and law enforcement authorities is sweeping up some Democrats who pushed for the law, including Governor Andrew Cuomo, who said Monday it means it remains a work in progress. Oh, yeah, I'd say it does.
Well, I mean, this happens with almost every liberal progressive type of, solution to problems. You saw where Elizabeth Warren's getting called out. There's a viral video going around about a dad who comes up to her and says, hey.
Oh, this is great. Yeah.
I paid for my daughter's college education. Are you going to pay me back? Because she wants to, to do away with college debt, wipe it out. So if you were dumb enough to have paid for your kid's college education, are you going to get reimbursed? And she
no.
has no answer for that.
No, you're not. Actually, I've got that in the stack, and it's awesome.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, he goes on and on, and he's talking about how, he skipped the vacations, he saved up, his daughter got a job, she's been working, all of that kind of stuff. And he's like, so we did that. And he said, look, my friend Tony, he took all the expensive vacations, did all that stuff, and you're going to wipe out his debt? And she said, he said to her, how is that fair?
Yeah.
And what he said specifically was, those of us who did the right thing get screwed.
Exactly.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He said, my buddy had fun, bought a car, went on vacation. I saved my money, he said. He made more than I did, but I worked a double shift, extra work. My daughter worked since she was 10. So you're laughing, he says to Elizabeth Warren. No, I'm not, Warren says. Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing, he said. We did the right thing and get screwed, he added, before walking away from the photo line without a photo.
Yeah. Oh, the photo's there. It's called a viral video. And
right.
It's, I'm sure the Warren campaign and some of her supporters are doing everything they can to suppress that and get that pushed down on the Google searches.
All Warren said was, I appreciate your time. See, but here's the problem. This poor dude, when he pays taxes on that extra those extra shifts he works, after extra shifts he worked, guess what? He's paying for that other guy's college.
Yes, exactly.
Forgiveness.
Exactly.
Which, if you think about it, really is the Democrats' financial plan in a microcosm.
Yeah.
Those who work pay for those who don't.
Right.
That's always been the Democrat plan, has it not?
Or, those who work pay for those who will vote for us.
Right. Or those who work pay for those, this is better, pay for those who work less.
Yeah.
Those who save less. Those who do the right thing get punished exponentially, particularly if their efforts result in any kind of accumulation of wealth.
Yeah.
They hate that, man. Because that means you're not defending on them and you don't need them. And that really messes them up. They cannot stand that.
Nope.
No. Texter writes, Tara, Fox News is starting to lose their credibility with me for the simple fact that they have a liberal hack of their own in Chris Wallace. The guy got his gig because of his last name and it shows more and more every day. It's not the fact that he's liberal that bothers me so much as the fact that he rarely has any idea what he's talking about when it comes to complicated matters. He'll ask these questions. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I've been very disappointed with him lately. I mean, it's like he's trying to push everything he can to the left, or at least center left, to, I guess, give themselves cover. I don't know. I mean, I always enjoyed the Tim Russert interviews because he made an effort. He always had his facts together, whether they were liberal, conservative, Democrat, or Republican. He always did his homework, and he had everything lined up. And it's like, look, here's what you said then, and here's what you're saying now. Defend it.
Yeah.
I mean, he always did that. And, I even though I may have not liked how he was exposing someone I admired or had voted for, I appreciated the fact that he was being an objective journalist. I mean, even though this guy was a liberal, there was no question. I mean, what was it? Patrick Moynihan? Wasn't he the chief of staff for Matt Moynihan when he was a senator or something or other? It was one big name Democrat liberal senator that he was like chief of staff or did something in a position of leadership with him. And then, of course, got into journalism. And he always made the effort. And I just don't see that out of Chris Wallace. And that's what I would love to see.
I don't see that out of any of the
anybody.
Media.
I don't
no, they don't even
either.
Try.
No.
It's all about the lie. It's all about further the lie, confuse the people.
Yeah.
It's never ending. Speaking of which, did you see what happened in Puerto Rico? And I don't blame the people.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. And you will not hear about this.
Oh no, no. The people after the initial riots of outrage they have now dragged a guillotine Did you see this? To the governor's mansion. Yep, they dragged the guillotine to the governor's mansion.
Go back and tell them why they're doing this, because some of our folks may not have heard this, because this didn't get much coverage.
Yeah, no, of course not. But boy, when they blamed Trump for the 4,600 people who died, that got a lot of coverage.
And
hold on with the music for a sec, Chris. I want to explain. So remember Puerto Rico, they had the big hurricane, right? 2017. And ravages it, and people are absolutely desperate. They have no water.
Right.
They have no food. They have absolutely nothing, right? So Trump the whole time is like, you know, we've sent the supplies. We got them there. Everything's fine. And it did not match what the mayor was saying. She was saying, you know, you're lying. You hate brown people. You're affecting genocide here. And there was always that disconnect. You know what I mean? And the media, of course, jumped in. As we know, Trump hates brown people. He's trying to kill them all. Well, as it happened, there was just an earthquake. And so they sent the building inspector out to the buildings to see which ones to, like, condemn and bar people from. And he found a warehouse the size of two football fields with all the supplies from the hurricane Trump had sent locked up.
Yeah.
They had baby formula, generators, bottled water,
pallets of bottled water.
Yeah, pallets of bottled water, which they needed the most, is the dehydration killed people. Yeah. And all of that. And they had all the stuff. They had cots, everything they needed, untouched.
These people lied about what aid was being sent. They did it for political purposes to influence an election. And the it's been proven.
These Democrats.
Yeah,
lie.
Democrats and Puerto Rican Democrats and the folks that are in charge and run that country, that territory. It is one of the most corrupt areas around. There's a family that basically runs everything. And you and I talked about this back during the Hurricane Maria issue. They were making it more difficult for power to get restored. They made it more difficult for the buildings to get rebuilt, for supplies to get to people who needed it. It was all for power and money.
They starved
their own
people.
And Donald Trump was tweeting about this, and he was vilified. He was demeaned, and he once again was right.
This was, listen to the irony here. This is Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz. She's from Puerto Rico, accusing Trump of genocide. Keep in mind, this whole time, it's actually the Democrat officials who did the genocide. And it is a genocide. When you hold back that kind of supplies, you watch 4,600 people die. I don't know what else you call it.
I am mad as hell. I beg you to take charge and save lives. We are dying here. And I cannot fathom the thought that the greatest nation in the world cannot figure out the logistics for a small island. What we are going to see is something close to a genocide.
And there's one of these interviews, one of these press conferences she held, complaining about the aid. She is literally standing in front of pallets of water.
Oh, by the way, you know they found 13 of these warehouses now? 13. They're size of football fields. They're massive. All the supplies were there. Trump got them there. We'll never be able
like
to prove it.
Just like he said he did.
We could prove it if the media tried, but they won't. The Democrats literally starved and killed their own people in order to hurt Trump. This is what they're capable of. And it sat there. They knew it.
Yeah.
It sat there the whole time, just sitting there. The people rioted, raided those. And anyway, yesterday they dragged a guillotine to the mayor's mansion.
Not that I would encourage violence, but...
No, but, I mean, you can understand where they're coming from. They watched their family members die when the stuff to save them was sitting there in the warehouse.
Yep. Already there.
Yep.
Just sitting there.
Again, Lee, God, I'm losing track. How many things you and I got right? I mean, just saying no when Trump's blah, 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 every day. I mean, it just amazes me that my trolls persist in believing that we've got this all wrong.
Well, they believe truth over facts.
Truth over facts. Starvation for political gratification. Did it in Puerto Rico. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Let's roll back a bit. I haven't read it for a while. Texter writes, here we go. Hey, Tara, we found out that South Carolina is very popular and everyone wants to come to live here. We put a sign in our yard that says we sell possums and we'll cook them for free. Oh, kind of like the Chinese. Hey, let me know how that went. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I've been to Vietnam. They eat dogs, cats, snakes, lizards, eels, dead, rotten fish, beetles, bats, rats, mice, etc., and the air smells like poop everywhere you go. Yeah, I know. Communism and starvation will do that to you. Now the texter writes, hey, Tara, coincidentally, there's a new Netflix docuseries called Pandemic. It's pretty good. Now the texter writes, well, I'm glad I can listen to you this afternoon. I immediately began to worry about you. Play lots of audio and save your voice. We need you desperately on Monday mornings. Oh, 2 days to recover. I can do it. Yes, we are going to have an encore performance, by the way, of the Tara Show today, 3 to 7. I'll be in for Bobby Mack. This inevitably causes great confusion as people turn on their radio and are like, what? Wait, where? I was on my way home. Where am I? What's going on? Yes, so I will be on for Bobby Mack tonight, 3 to 7. I'm going to do some of the stuff I've been doing here today and change it up a little as well, take your phone calls, all that good stuff. So there you go. Texter writes, our daughter used the college savings plan along with a few scholarships to complete 4 years of college. She graduated with honors, just to add to the last part. Texter writes, hey, Tara, just say swamp, not leftist, progressive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It saves time. Now the texter writes, knowing Mr. Bloomberg is buying a Super Bowl ad knocks the commercials down 4 to 5 notches for me. Let it make you feel better that he's wasting his money. Texter writes, there are 3 branches of government. They are not required to agree or cooperate. If Trump opposes Congress, then he is doing what the founders intended. Yes, he is. That's why there's no remedy. There's no remedy in the Constitution for obstructing Congress. Because they didn't intend for there to be one. The whole point of the 3 branches was to jam stuff up. That's why obstruction of Congress is not an impeachable offense. And that's why this impeachment, as I've told you over and over, drives me crazy. The words abuse of power and obstruction of Congress do not appear in the Constitution, much less the segment of the Constitution dealing with impeachment. That only covers bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors. I can't say that enough times. Not made up stuff. Texter writes, can the American people take out a class action lawsuit against the corrupt government members and corrupt MSM and get the country back? There's some stuff we can have class action lawsuits against. I mean, we had a successful one against the IRS for terrorizing conservatives, but getting the country back will mean getting it back at the ballot box, but the preferable way, believe me. Oh, I had asked you guys earlier, come up with your own do-it-yourself non-crime shampeachment charge. Preacher Griffin weighs in. Crimes against humanity. That's a good one. And defilement of the youth. Yes, they have no definition whatsoever. Texter writes, it's Preacher Griffin again. Defamation of socialist communism. That sounds like a great charge. Sounds like it might be illegal and all. Yeah, add that one too.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.